When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, we're here on episode 92, and I am so excited to introduce you to Kelly Glover. And you're going to love this podcast because she's from Australia and has an amazing accent. So I am excited for you to meet her. Before we dive into that, I want to talk a little bit about like this whole episode is about being on podcasts and how you can use podcasts to really further your business. And so this is a tip that a lot of network marketers are not using. I don't see a lot of network marketers out there thinking like, oh, I should go and be on other people's podcasts, especially because, you know, a lot of people who are building their businesses are like, they're building their businesses, but they don't really have like, what's their platform? What's the thing that they really want to be known for? What's the movement? And that's the thing that we teach here at Social Tenacity, is that we want to make sure that you have something that differentiates you from everyone else that's selling the same thing you are. So when you have a movement and you know the people that you're going to help, if you don't know that yet, there's lots of episodes about creating a movement, avatar, all of those things. So make sure you search for those, and we'll put a link in the show notes to those as well. But when you really understand that and you know who your audience is, then you can look and find other podcasts that people are talking to your audience, and then you can get in front of them. And it's a really great way to quote unquote, get your name out there. And it's a really good way to just build up the credibility that you have. And so this is a strategy that is something that like, it really isn't being taught, but it's one that works really, really well. I mean, if you can say, hey, I've been on this podcast and this podcast and this podcast, like it makes you really seem legit, and it's going to make people want to join your team and trust you more, because it's all about building that know, like, and trust factor, right? And being on podcasts or starting your own podcast, those are all ways that you can do that. And if you are looking to be on a podcast and you want to be on our podcast, we would love to have you. We'd love to hear your story, who it is that you help, how using things that we've taught here at Social Tenacity has helped you to become an authentic influencer and has changed your business. So if you are interested in being on our podcast, all you need to do is email podcast@socialtenacity.com and say, hey, I want to be on your podcast, and we would love to chat with you. So before we dive into this episode where Kelly's going to tell us all of the great tips that she has about being on podcasts and being a good guest, I want to do a shout out to one of our listeners who left us a review. This is to Prima888, and she said, so much value. There isn't much that keeps my attention or resonates with me these days. This podcast addresses things that I think, but I don't often hear others talk about, aka talking about being on podcasts, right? I want to serve and prosper while being true to myself. This show really speaks to me. I am so glad that you are a listener and the things that we are talking about are really resonating with you. And we try to give you different things to help you think outside of the box, because that's how you're going to be successful in network marketing, is thinking outside the box, thinking differently than maybe your upline or your sideline sisters or just other people in your company, because that's the thing that's going to help you stand out. And when you start using your gifts, your talents, your strengths as the center of your business, one, you're going to love it a lot more, and two, you're going to be way more successful. So let's dive right into the interview with Kelly. I'm so excited for you to meet her and get some of the really great ideas that she has about being on podcasts.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes. So I love this idea of talking about getting network marketers onto podcasts, because I think this is something that it's kind of like a industry that no one's really like looked into. Like,
if I'm in network marketing, how can I get on a podcast? Like, we don't see that very often unless they have like created their own podcast, then it's normal for them to be on other people's podcasts. So what do you say to people, like, if they've never been on a podcast before, what are the things that they do or they need to be doing so that way they can get on people's podcasts?
Yeah. So I would say, hey, I want to be on a podcast is about step 5 or 6. And you need to go all the way back to the beginning to get your ducks in a row so you make the most out of it. So what you need to do before you start pitching, there's a little bit, it's one of those things. It's just a lot of busy work. It's not necessarily hard, but it is a long-term strategy. So you would need to make sure you do a whip around and have a look at what's my social media look like? Is my personal brand on point? Do I have my messaging right? Do I have my one sheet? Do I have my headshots? Do I have my talking points? So it's all the Upwork prep that you have. Then you put it into the pitch. Then you get booked. Then you need to nail the interview. And then you need to do the, on the other side of the interview, the sort of advertising or promotional work. So there's a little bit of a, but it is a linear step-by-step process that you absolutely can achieve, but it's having those ducks in a row before you go out and pitch. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of time looking for shows, vetting shows, pitching shows, and then wondering why you're not getting booked. So having those elements in advance, I think, is super helpful.
Gotcha. So as you were talking, like talking about your personal brand and things like that, that's things that we've talked about a lot on this podcast, but you mentioned a one sheet. So that's probably something that they don't know what that is. So what would you put on a one sheet? How would they go to about creating one of those?
Yeah, so there's two elements. There's your online press kit, which is an extended everything that you want everybody to read at home for resources. And then the one sheet is the Marie Kondo version of that. So it's on one page and it's you in a snapshot on one page. So if I, as a producer, go and have a look, I can figure out who you are, who you're talking to, what you're talking about, if you know what you're speaking about. So it's really getting everything about you in 30 seconds. So it has to be on point. So it would have your headshot on there. It would have your name in big letters. And I know that sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people make a one sheet that don't have their name on it, so I don't actually know who it's for. And then say 5 examples of questions and 5 examples of talking points, plus how we can reach you. And then of course that would be in your brand design, your brand colors, a nice layout that suits you. So it's really, who is this person? Who are they speaking to? What value are they bringing to the audience? What are they talking on? And all it is a door to the next, am I interested in going to the next step to vetting this person? So when you pitch and get booked on podcast, every step of the way is a door in front of you and you have to get through that door, get through the door, get through the door. And the one sheet is another door for, okay, yep, I'm ready to go and vet them. Or I'm ready to look at their website. I'm ready to go to the next step.
So you've probably seen a lot of one sheets and a lot of people come to you and talk to you about like getting on people's podcasts or on your podcasts and things like that. So do you have any stories of like really what not to do?
Yeah, I think people just get excited and want to put everything in the kitchen sink on their one sheet, but it's really an exercise in paring it back. So I think, but you know how everyone puts the credibility markers on there, those seals of this show, that show, HuffPost? To me, I'm a bit like, meh, who cares? So I would just leave that off there. And because they, at that point, they just want to know your talking points. So if I want to see where you've been, the next step I'll go to is I'll have a look at your website and then I'll listen to interviews you've done myself. So I think the mistake is making it like an advertising board, but it's not, and it's not an advert, it's informational, it's a resource. So I think of just flipping your mindset on that, and it's about the content and the presentation as opposed to, hey, I've written an article in HuffPost. Well, who hasn't? You know what I mean? If the answer is so what, who cares, leave it off. What's different?
Gotcha. I love that. I love that. And saying how they are standing out from everybody else doing really the same thing that everyone else is doing, you know, they have to have that one thing that makes them different.
Yeah. If it's the, I've been on HuffPost, I've been on Fox News. You know how you see all those little cool logos that look awesome, but they really don't, you know, unless you were on the Oprah show and had an episode to yourself, it's a bit, so what, who cares? And it sounds harsh, but just think of it if it came across your email, what your reaction would be. Test it that way. And then that's an and then when you take things, if you remove that from your one sheet, you'll realize, yeah, I'm not missing it. It's making no difference. It actually wouldn't have gotten me across the line anyway. And then you can move forward. It's pretty great.
Gotcha. So what are some reasons why people even want to be on podcasts? Because this is, like I said, a new concept for a lot of our listeners. So what are some reasons that people actually would want to do it?
So I think the first thing is, like we were saying, credibility. We were talking about credibility markers from having your little HuffPost logo or whatever it is. But actually being interviewed on a podcast, I think, is a lot more credibility than that, because not everybody has it and it's specific. So it's authority, credibility. It helps build your reputation. It helps you get known. It helps you have real influence, not just the word influencer, but actual influence for people to take action to do things. And it also strengthens your personal brand. So it's a way to communicate your expertise, but amplify your message as well. So people talk about amplification a lot of the time, but that's just making something louder, making something bigger. And if the message you have isn't thought out and what you have is something value to say, it's just going to make that so much bigger and really reveal that you may not know what you're talking about or have all the things that you're saying. So it really is important to have that up front. The other thing is it's access to audiences for exposure that have already been curated. They're honestly quite niche and quite established as well. So I think that I'm speaking one-to-one to an audience that somebody else has shepherded and put together for years and years and years. Is, I look at podcast casting as being a huge honor. Like, I feel so lucky to be a guest on someone else's podcast and they've picked me. So I think of looking at in that way as well. A lot of this is about how you frame it in the mindset. So you've got your expert status, you've got your access to the audience, you've got your exposure, and then it's relationship building. It's that high-end networking and with the host as well as the audience. So don't overlook the host. Some people think, I want to get the biggest audience, I want the most people, I want the people to buy my stuff. Or is it having the host in your corner and access to their audience beyond the listeners? Because that host has clients, that host has other people in their network, not just the people that are listening to the show. And then I could, yeah, this, I probably should pause. There's another about five or six I could mention, because I really do believe in podcasts, but it's not the Kelly Show. So back to you.
No, I really, really like that, because all of those ideas are things that, like, that's what network marketers are looking for. They're looking for, like, how can I get myself in front of a different audience and how can I do all those things? And really, podcasting is a great way to do that. I love that you talked about how it's like getting in front of an audience that the host has, like, shepherded. I love that analogy, because that's totally true. Because if, like, you have credibility now in my audience, because I have credibility with my audience, and now they're listening to you and like, oh, well, if Brooke trusts her, then I should trust her too. And that's the kind of credibility you get.
Yeah, it's a warm introduction, because you have, assuming most podcasts are a weekly podcast, right? 52 episodes a year. They've only got 52 spots and I'm one of the 52. So for hosts are getting pitched all the time, hundreds of pitches, sometimes thousands, depending on the show. So to be chosen as one of those 52, and by you saying, yes, I believe in Kelly, I'm introducing you to her, you're my audience, I wouldn't introduce someone who I didn't know, like, and trust, believe has something to teach you, that is huge. It is a warm introduction. And they've already thought, okay, well, she's okay with us, I'll listen to what she says. Right. So I think that it is really, like I said, it's, I think podcasts have a little bit of a reputation of being a small, so what, who cares? But I think it's the opposite. I think it is a big honor. And if you think of it that way, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally does. It totally does. So if someone was interested in creating their own podcast, what are some of the things that you would say for them to do? Like, what, maybe steps like 1, 2, 3, you know, of what they should do.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to do their own podcast, I would just tell you about something called Podfade up front, and that's where everybody gets excited about being on a podcast. They get all the gear, they do all this stuff, they set it up, they spend all this time, and then realize, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work, and kind of run out of steam, which I totally get. It's like joining up that gym membership, going for 3 days in the first week and then never going again. So I would suggest, and this is something we say at the Talent Squad, is practice in private before you go public. So just get everything ready and have a little crack at it and test it for yourself and maybe do some, you know how you can do a pilot episode? So you could do a few run-through episodes to yourself to see, is this something that I can do long-term? Because maybe it's not a 52-episode once-a-week thing. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's I'm thinking of Netflix and binging. That's not what I mean. Batching. Maybe it's batching and doing 12 episodes a quarter and doing it that way. So have a go so you know what's going in on it before you even buy all the tech for it. See if it's something you're into and then commit. So it's having that little sampler before diving in and then having all this equipment and then, or putting some out and your audience is excited and then you let them down by never following it up again.
Yeah. And I know
it's not sexy. What I've just said is not sexy, but it's the truth.
But it's true.
and it will save you. And it'll either be like, yes, I love this, or actually I thought it was going to be 52. Now it's 12. And then you put it out, but you put it out consistently. So you're still winning. Mm-hmm. This is a way to win.
Yes, for sure. And I know for me, when I started my podcast, I had this idea of like, oh, I should start a podcast. And then I just kept thinking, I'm like, oh, it's going to take so much work. Oh, I can't do this. And then I've learned to batch. Batching has been something that has helped me a ton. So like all of my solo episodes that I do, I'll do like for an entire quarter, I do it in like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fine. And when you do the test run, you'll know pretty quickly. You'll figure that out. So I say, yeah, just do a little test run beforehand, see how you go. And with regards to the tech, I think using that word even scares people a bit. You can get a mic set up for less than $100. Mm-hmm. So, which is fine. And you can use hosting platforms such as Libsyn for $5, $10, $15 a month. So it is absolutely affordable. It is a quick turnaround. But I think just knowing what you want before you commit to that is just a little bit helpful.
Yeah. So let's talk about promoting podcasts. So you talk a little bit about like after you're on an interview with somebody, you want to promote it, but I would guess it's the same as if you were doing your own podcast of how you would want to promote your own stuff out to people. What are like the best ways to do that?
Yeah. So there's pre-promotion. I think there's three stages to promotion. The first part would be I've been booked on the show, and then you can talk about getting excited about that. You can start releasing it to your audience a little bit. And then there's the behind the scenes of when you're recording it, because everybody loves to see someone with headsets and a microphone and, hey, I've recorded this. And then there's a, hey, it's coming out now. Here's the show. And I think you always need to be respectful of the host and their revelation. So you might record something on Tuesday in January. It might not come out till July. So just know what the timeline is. And if they've put out, often the host will put out graphics. So share what they've provided and then always tag them and use their hashtags and be very generous with that. So if you've been on a show, yeah, it's your responsibility to put out on whatever platforms you're on. People are on different platforms, whether that be LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. You can put it to your newsletter and put a little promo in there. You can also put some of the elements in and make those little, you know, those 60 seconds where you lay it over audiograms. Are you familiar with audiograms? So yeah. You like pull a little bit, it's almost like a trailer. So you can do that as well. So it depends on how far you want to go, but a podcast, it then becomes a piece of material that you can use for your own content and pull. Maybe you said an amazing quote. You can pull a quote that you've said from somebody else's podcast and make an Instagram post out of that. And then that's promoting their show and you at the same time.
Love that.
Really a huge piece to get content from.
That's awesome. And that's what we do here with our podcast too. We pull out, you know, different quotes and things like that. And really, we reuse them a ton. So like whenever anyone's following us on Instagram, there's lots of quotes of things that I've said, and it's pulled from either our podcast or other podcasts that I've been on. And I love using it in different ways to create content, because that's the thing that's so hard sometimes, is that like, you're like, okay, I have to come up with something. What do I do? But when you have a bunch of podcasts to pull from, it actually makes creating content a lot easier.
Yeah, not only that, but you can quote the host. It doesn't just have to be you as well. So if you pulled a quote of the host, pulled a graphic of the host, and then pushed it out there, imagine how much they'll love you for promoting something that they said on their show to your audience as well. So there's a lot of opportunities for that. And then you just put it in your social media cycle. And because podcasts are evergreen, you just push it out forever and ever. And then, like you said, with content, it's the gift that keeps on giving, especially if it's across multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. And then the other great thing about podcasts and promotion is it shows up in SEO in their show notes. So you can share that link and even put the link in your own emails. How many emails do we send out? Hundreds a week, thousands sometimes. If you've got, hey, I was on X show recently, in your signature, someone might click on that and listen to a little bit, or even just an audiogram, and that's a promo as well.
Yeah, I love all of that. That's so good. All right. Well, do you have like one last tip that you want to share with our listeners?
One last tip for getting on up. I would say for podcast. Yeah, I would. I did speak about tech, and I would just say, if you are going to invest in something, invest in a microphone and headphones, and you can do that for less than $100.
And I think like when I first got started, they had like a package on Amazon that it was like a podcasting package, you know,
all kinds of stuff. And then it's a bit, you'll start upgrading a bit. I think this is my fourth microphone, and I still use inexpensive ones because I travel with them. But it's like upgrading cars. I think I started with an ATR. No, I started with a Blue Yeti. Then I moved up to an ATR 2100, and now I'm on a Sennheiser. So you get, yeah, it becomes fun.
Yes,
and don't be afraid of the sound of your own voice. That is what you sound like, and it's what you've sounded like your whole life, and everybody loves it. Don't worry.
Exactly. That is something I had to go over to. Like, I still have a hard time listening to my own podcast. So.
Yeah. Risk it for the biscuit. Just go for it.
That's right. I love it. Well, if people are interested in finding out more about you and how you can help them, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
KellyGlover.com. That's KellyGlover.com. I would love for you to visit me.
Awesome. Okay. We'll make sure we get that in the show notes for you. And thank you so much for being on here. This is so fun to talk about podcasting on a podcast.
It is super. Yes. I'm an evangelist of podcasts, and I could talk for days and days and days. So thank you so much. Thank you, Brooke. I really appreciate it.
I loved all of the tips and everything that Kelly gave us. So I hope you took notes. It was an amazing interview, and I loved chatting with her. So again, if you are interested in being on a podcast, being on our podcast, or you just have questions about podcasts, email us at podcast@socialtenacity.com. We'd love to chat with you, help you get some ideas about maybe starting your own podcast, or even just being on our podcast or other podcasts. So excited for you. Thank you guys so much for listening, and can't wait to see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to the Authentic Influencer Podcast. I'm sure your brain is swimming with new ideas to grow your business. And if you're anything like most of the leaders that we work with, you need a game plan to put them into action. That's why for a limited time, we are offering a free business audit. You get the opportunity to hop on a call with our auditing team. They're going to look over what's working, what's not working in your business, and then come up with a game plan to help you implement the strategies that we talked about on this podcast to reach your goals faster. To book your business audit, just go to www.bookmyaudit.com/podcast and get a free business planning guide just for booking your audit through this podcast. We can't wait to help you get clarity on how to grow and automate your network marketing business in an authentic way. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.